Welcome to Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. Today we have a small taste, an appetizer, a short snippet of one of Jeremy's recent teachings covering the key point or key doctrine from that sermon. It's a short, easy to digest, and encouraging sample from a bigger lesson. We hope you enjoy it.
Now, when should I tell someone the good news? Well, first of all, not when they're mocking you, okay? This is not a good situation. Matthew 7:6, do not throw your pearls before swine. So when you detect that this is the direction the conversation is going, you're done with that, okay? Don't press the point. It's not the time. Secondly, not when you realize they're just trying to win an argument, and it's just about ego, okay? 1 Corinthians 2:14 says that the natural man does not welcome the things of God. The natural proclivity of the natural man is that he's not welcoming it. I think of it as someone coming to my door and, you know, they're trying to sell you something. And I'm usually not too welcoming. I'm just like, no, we're really not interested. I don't want to spend 25 minutes out, but sometimes I do. Anyway, I'm not open to it. I'm not really welcoming whatever they're bringing to the door. And this is the natural man. This is his tendency, is to not be welcoming to the things of God. And so if you realize they're not really open to this, they just want to argue, okay, enough. Don't push the point. When should I? Well, when they're willing to hear. Remember, Paul goes to, on his second missionary journey, he shows up, I believe it's in Philippi, it's in Acts 16, and Lydia, he found some women who were meeting down by the river, and Lydia was one of them. She was a dyer of purple fabrics, right? And it describes her as she was listening or hearing, the Lord opened her heart and she believed. See, it's when a person is hearing and they're receptive to what they are hearing that the Lord opens their heart and they believe. John 6 says the same thing. A lot of people use John 6 to teach unconditional election, you know. Well, only those who come are the ones God has, you know, drawn, and they go through this big deal. S. Lewis Johnson did that with me in my Greek exegesis courses at Tyndall years and years ago, and he was a five-point Calvinist. But if you look very carefully at 6:45, chapter 6, verse 45, it says that as the one that the Father teaches is the one who comes to him. And it says, and the one who's learning. So as the Father is teaching and a person is learning, in other words, they're an unbeliever, but they're actually thinking about what's being said or taught, and they are learning, you know, being receptive to it, that is the one who comes to him. And come to him is synonymous in the passage with believing. So that's why I say, who do you give the gospel to? Well, you give it to someone who's willing to hear and think about what you're actually saying. The rest of it, it's just a waste of your time if they're just mocking or just trying to argue with you. There are people like this. They are ready. They want to hear something. Another opportunity is when you are given the opportunity to speak to an audience. Sometimes through my ministry, I've had someone say, well, I have this family member, they died, they want me to do their funeral. Well, here's an opportunity to preach the gospel to an audience. Okay. J. Vernon McGee said that he disagreed with this, actually, preaching the gospel at funerals and stuff, because he said, it's like you've got all the fish in a barrel and you've got a gun. But I think that, and I have done it, I think in a way that is important. I think this is important. This is one of the few times, perhaps, that people are actually thinking about death, something they don't want to think about, and their life, like where they're going to spend eternity. And so it's a good opportunity to comfort those who believe and also to challenge those who have not yet believed by sharing them the love of God in Christ and what he's done for them and how they can have everlasting life. So anytime you are maybe given the opportunity to be in mediation or counseling between two parties or a group or a family, this is a good time, an opportunity for you in that position to be able to give the gospel. Because people are trying to resolve problems. And I always tell people that sin separates us from God, right? We know that it separates us from God, but guess what it also does? It separates us from one another. It's the one thing that if in your household you could eradicate, everybody would be getting along all the time. But everybody in your household is not getting along all the time. I know that for a fact. And the reason is because of sin, right? It separates us from one another. So when you're mediating, counseling with a family or a couple or some people, they need to understand that the fundamental reason that they're having a problem is that they're separated from God, if, assuming they're unbelievers, that they're separated from God, and they just don't have the assets or tools to be able to resolve the problem that believers have. Not that believers always do it better, I'm just saying, but we do have assets that unbelievers don't have to help us solve problems and division and be reconciled to one another and press forward as fellow members of the body of Christ. So anyway, these are opportunities for you to give the gospel.
Thank you for joining us today on Beyond the Walls with Jeremy Thomas. If you found the lesson insightful, please consider subscribing below so that you don't miss any additional teachings from Jeremy. And if you're looking for additional resources or additional formats, links are in the description below. But above all, we want you to be encouraged and exhorted by the very Word of God. We hope that Jeremy is opening it up to you in a way that makes it even more understandable than what you've known in the past. So until next time, take care.